From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, May 26th and Monday, May 29th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Diane Valden is reporting in the Columbia paper that Columbia County Acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols ruled on May 18th that Salvador Cachino remain in jail for not cleaning up his COPEC property. He's been in jail for more than 270 days for his failure to obey the court's order to remove more than 9,600 cubic yards of illegally dumped solid waste from the 300-acre Copaic Valley Farms property. After attorneys proved to the judge's satisfaction that the material had not been moved, Nichols ruled Cachino stay behind bars at least until an August 9th hearing. Cachino also has battled local officials for 19 years over violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating on his property located on Route 22 in Copaic. WNYT 13 in Albany reported that authorities are investigating a possible arson in the town of Cairo. Fire officials were called to Grandview Road off Route 23 around 3 a.m. on Sunday, May the 28th. The alarm was called in as a brush fire, but arriving firefighters found something much different. A small building was on fire, and with power lines across the roadway, they were unable to get the trucks in. Cairo Fire Department Chief Raymond Felm said 20 minutes after they arrived, a second structure went up in flames within minutes. The buildings were part of an old vacant resort. Both structures burned to the ground. Police are now investigating. The Chatham Courier reported that for the fifth year in a row, the Chatham Central School District music program has been designated one of the best communities for music education nationwide by the NAMM Foundation. The designation is given to schools that demonstrate outstanding achievements in their efforts to provide access to music and comprehensive music instructions to all students. Chatham offers band, orchestra, and choral programs at all grade levels from elementary through high school. The program enjoys a high level of student participation as well as support from parent and community groups, including the Chatham Fine Arts Booster Club, Chatham Alumni Association, and the Chatham Education Foundation. The Associated Press reported beginning June the 7th, New York college students can apply for the state's free tuition plan. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the New York State Higher Education Services Cooperation Board of Trustees approved Excelsior Scholarship regulations last week. The program covers tuition at state universities for full-time, in-state students whose families earn $125,000 a year or less. Students must pay out of pocket for room, board, and other expenses. Amanda Purcell reported in the Register-Star that Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlemville has closed its doors. The historic church, which served as a house of worship for 147 years, held its last worship service on Saturday, May the 27th. The congregation was formed as a German-speaking parish in 1870 by a group that left St. John's German Lutheran Church in Ghent. The Reverend David Vogel of Delmar was the last official pastor of the congregation until he died March the 25th at the age of 91. Parishioner Carol Bergen said the congregation has decreased by to 5 members. Bergen, who has been a member of the church for 24 years, said, and I quote, "The youngest member is 65 and the oldest is 95," end quote. The future of the building is still uncertain, she said. The Daily Freeman reported that the Claremont State Historic Site will celebrate the 100th anniversary of its women's suffrage in New York State with Woman on the Wheel, a history ride program on June the 17th. Guest historian Kirstjerben Gustafsson will visit the site that morning wearing her reproduction 1980s bicycle costume to talk about the impact of the bicycle on women's social status in the years before the vote. In the late 1890s, bicycles changed the popular notion of what American femininity could be. The discussion will be followed by a 5-mile bike trip on the site's wooded trails. William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that U.S. Representative John Lewis on Saturday, May the 27th, told Bard College graduates that they have a lot of work to do if they want to help reshape a nation where it is easier to talk with chickens on a farm than elected officials in the nation's capital. Lewis, 77, spoke to the graduating class of 576 students and approximately 2,000 friends and family members. Speaking about the lessons learned as a young man growing up in rural Alabama, Lewis talked about preaching to chickens in preparation for becoming a minister. He said, and I quote, "I'm convinced that some of those chickens that I preached to in the 40s and 50s came in to listen to me much better than some of my colleagues listen to me today in Congress," end quote. The Georgia Democrat has served in Congress for more than 30 years, has been honored with the Medal of Freedom, the Lincoln Medal from the historic Ford's Theater, and the National Education Association Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Award. He is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee and is the ranking member of the Oversight Subcommittee. The Times Union reported authorities said Friday, May the 27th, that test results show the skull found by a hiker in the wetlands along the Hudson River in February belonged to a man 20 to 50 years old and not that of a missing 12-year-old upstate boy who disappeared 10 years ago. The skull was found in a swamp in Cooksackie. The discovery led to speculation that it belonged to Jaleek Rainwater, who disappeared from his home in Greenwich, Washington County in November 2007. Police investigators will use DNA testing to determine if the remains match an open missing persons case. Finally, Amanda Purcell reported in the Daily Mail that Catskill Village officials decided last week to revoke New Jersey-based NRG Home Solar Permit to promote their services in the village. Officials in the village of Cooksackie previously took similar action. The step was taken in Catskill after village trustees and police chief David Darling said they received complaints from residents who claimed company representatives made false claims about who they represent. Darling said NRG representatives told him and others they were working for Central Hudson Gas and Electric. Village trustee Jim Chewin said some of the NRG representatives were very aggressive with residents as well. An NRG spokesman said in an email to the Daily Mail, "The company is reviewing what took place," and I quote, "and fully respect the town board's decision," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon today. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 66 degrees. For Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 10 p.m. Then a chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 54. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Wednesday night, isolated showers and a thunderstorm. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 51. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 49. Sunrise today was at 5:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:24 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Tuesday, the 30th day of May 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.